dogs? Well, they're not just working dogs like guide dogs or police dogs. They're our best friends as well. And in the UK, we have a bit of a reputation for being dog lovers. But did you know that around 5 dogs are stolen every single day? And only 1 in 5 of those dogs are ever recovered. Some pretty shocking statistics to look at there. And to discuss this a little bit more, we have with us Beverly Cuddy, editor of Dogs Today and Dogs Monthly. Beverly, thank you for joining us.
You're most welcome.
Some pretty shocking statistics here.
They are terrifying, aren't they? Direct Line did a Freedom of Information request to all the police forces, and these are all the dogs stolen that have got a registered crime number. So that equates to 5 dogs stolen every day. But on asking, there's a website called Dog Lost that's run by volunteers that helps people with lost and stolen dogs. They're seeing 60 reports a week of stolen dogs. So it's even worse.
I mean, we'll look at 2016, 1,700 dogs stolen. That's an unbelievable figure.
And it seems to be on the rise. I think that's the thing. I think we're seeing more organised crime. It used to be just more impulse. People were maybe seeing a dog tied up outside a shop and taking it there. But we're actually seeing people stalking people, learning their routines, seizing dogs on walks, and even breaking into houses to specifically just take the dogs. So we really do need some deterrence. And at the moment, the law classifies the dog as an object, as a possession. Whereas in other countries, things have moved on a bit because everyone knows they're much more emotionally attached to their dog and cat than they are to their wallet or their phone. So when your best friend's stolen, it is a much more serious crime than one of your possessions. So we'd like the law to reflect that, and for there to be tougher sentencing to dissuade the criminals, because this is a really, really cruel crime.
We featured a story, Beverly, on a couple who had their pug Herbie stolen, and they don't have any children. Herbie is pretty much their baby. You know, they dote on the dog, and you know, these intruders specifically targeted the house for the dog. They tried several windows before gained entry to the property. It's almost like stolen to order.
Yeah, I think it is like the cars. I've talked at length to a chap with a bulldog who had his dog stolen from home. And it was like a Jason Bourne movie, the way he got the dog back. You suddenly realised that there's an underworld that is moving these dogs on. And it's very difficult to crack it. I think the police have got enough on their hands at the moment without dealing with this. I think we really need to make sure that there are things in place that really stop criminals seeing this as an easy target. We've got to get them to move off stealing dogs. The public needs to play its part, because we wouldn't have stolen dogs if people weren't buying stolen dogs. You need to check the provenance of any dog you buy, and you have to be very careful, because people are finding that they shop for everything else online, so they go on the free sites, and it's like a burglar's shop window. I mean, so many dogs on there that, you know, you've got to question where they come from. So be careful when you're buying a dog, because 4 out of 5 of these dogs don't come home. Somebody has got them at home. You may have bought stolen property. It's the law now that dogs have to be microchipped, but the law, unfortunately, doesn't insist that the dogs are scanned. So it can be many years before anyone scans a dog, and then you find that there's an owner somewhere grieving who's still searching for their pet. So the law needs tidying up, or needs changing.
So the law's a big issue here, because as you say, Beverly, you know, dogs we have now, we talk about designer dogs and so on, but even many of our favourites, you know, there are huge sums of money changing hands for pedigree dogs. And as you say, you know, these dogs are perhaps now stolen to order as well. But still, remember, these aren't really objects. You know, these are people's lives, are they part of people's families? It must be hugely upsetting for them. I mean, is there anything that people can do to protect their dogs more?
One of the things is that since microchipping became compulsory, some people have been less vigilant about using dog tags. When you first find a dog, you look on the collar, and if there isn't a tag with a phone number, you may tell yourself that nobody really loves this dog, maybe nobody wants it, and that maybe you should keep it. So don't forget, get a tag, put it on there, and if the dog's neutered, get a really big red tag that says neutered on it, so that anyone who maybe sees pound signs but they look at your dog goes, well, I'm not going to be able to sell that for breeding. Also be vigilant. Don't leave your dog tied up outside shops. Society is not the way it used to be. Don't take risk. Don't leave the dog in the garden unless you're keeping an eye on it, if you've got one of these highly desirable breeds. Vary your routine. Don't take the same walk every day at the same time. And join an online community like Dog Lost, where you can keep an eye out for new dogs in your area. Make it more difficult for the criminals to sell on these dogs. Social media has been fantastic at helping recover dogs. Get involved. Talk to your other friends in the area who've got dogs. And encourage people to be more fussy when they buy a dog. There's so many dogs in rescue as well. Don't forget, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, number one stolen breed, but also number one in rescue. So don't steal a dog, go and rescue one.
I would never have thought of getting a tag that said neutered to put on my dog, but if they are looking to breed from them, then a very wise idea. I mean, and if we do lose dogs, is it still the same thing? Go to the police, speak to the councils?
Well, it all changed a few years ago, because a lot of people still think you go to the RSPCA, but that definitely stopped. And the police no longer are involved. It is your local dog warden, and they're usually part of environmental services. And unfortunately, due to cuts, they're very likely not to work at the weekends, and that's usually the time when people find dogs. So go online, register with Dog Lost. They've got some fantastic advice if your dog's missing. They tell you all the checklist of who to call, because you really do have to become an expert to get your dog back. It's far from simple. They'll hold your hand. And have a look at Direct Line for more information about this research, because, well done. Thumbs up to them for getting this story aired, because it devastates people when they lose their dogs.
Beverly, some great words of advice there. Let's hope that people do take note and look out for any of these dogs if you are looking for one that could be someone's stolen best friend. Beverly, for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.